With you.
Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Great to see all of you today. We pray God's blessings on our time together. No, this is not the new vicar. Okay, so get that right off the bat. You may recognize Isaiah Armbrecht, student at Concordia, attended Good Shepherd a lot over the last several years. He just finished his first year at the Fort Wayne Seminary, and Isaiah will be delivering the message today. Keep Isaiah in your prayers as well. 2 weeks from yesterday, Isaiah and his fiancée Audrey Rich, that very familiar face around here too, will be joined together in holy matrimony at our altar. So very, very exciting time for not only Isaiah, but Isaiah and Audrey as well. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, as you heard in the prelude, Baptismal Waters Cover Me, number 616. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. The propers for the day are on the inside of the bulletin. The readings are on the back page. Simple outline of the service is on the edge. We'll make sure that we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, as always, for the opportunity to be in your house, to be in the very presence of God. Heavenly Father, who are we to think that we can stand in the very presence of a holy God, poor, miserable sinners that we are? But you are a God of love, a God of grace, a God of mercy, a God of compassion, a God who forgives. Heavenly Father, open our ears and our hearts and our lives to admit and confess our own unworthiness and to receive by grace through faith the forgiveness that Jesus and only Jesus can provide. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Amen. Amen. Hymn 616.
I have so loved this time.
Divine Service 3, page 184, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ,
upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this den, by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit.
Oh, you have been my guide.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you good things that surpass all understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday after Trinity is from 1 Kings chapter 19. The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha, the son of Shaphat, and Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. And the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu put to death. And the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." And he said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual appointed for the day.
Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 3. Finally, all of you, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts regard Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O
Lord. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake. But the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith with the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated for our sermon hymn, Number 688, Come Follow Me, the Savior Spake. Number 688.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is the Gospel reading from Luke 5, especially these words. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret. What speaks to you? Who speaks to you? Who are you listening to? What do you want to hear? In today's social media-driven world, and media in general, there is so much for us to hear, so much noise that fills our ears. There's the latest sound bites from the politicians, maybe the sports highlights in a happier time. Maybe it's the coronavirus updates making you more fearful. Or maybe it's something as simple as cute videos of dogs doing some cute things, supposedly. There's so much noise, so much that you can hear, and your ears are filled, saturated with those noises, with those words, with that sound. We tune everything out. We hear only what we want to hear, and we are stuck in this silo of hearing. In our text for today, we find Jesus by the Lake of Gennesaret. Now, that's the Sea of Galilee, probably better known. He has just come from preaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. And he continues that preaching, continues that teaching here. And the crowd follows him. And what does the crowd want to hear? What does the crowd come to hear from Jesus? Our text tells us what they had come to hear. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, they had come to hear the word of God from Jesus. And they weren't worried about social distancing either. They were crowding in so close that Jesus had to ask Simon so that he could be in Simon's boat, Peter's boat, and move from the shore a little ways so that the crowd could clearly hear the word of God that Jesus spoke. Their hunger for the word of God had led them to Jesus, and they came to the right place. For they knew, we know, that Jesus is the very word of God himself. So what did he speak? What did they hear? Well, it is the word of God, after all. And what is in that word of God? They heard that message of Jesus that was consistent, that was relentless. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. They heard the word of law that condemned them of their sin, brought them to their knees. And they heard the word of the kingdom, of the presence of the king among them in Jesus. In short, they heard law and gospel. That's what you hear in the word of God. Who have you come to hear today? If you came to hear Pastor Poppy or Pastor Moline or even Vicar Golden, sorry to disappoint, that's not me. If you came to hear nice things, fluffy things that make you feel oh so good, give you a great spiritual high, an emotional experience, well, sorry to disappoint once again. For what has been proclaimed from this pulpit, what will be proclaimed from this pulpit, as long as the pastor is faithful to Jesus and his word, will be that word of God, law and gospel. That same word of God that Jesus spoke by the lake so long ago, it works the same today. It condemns your sin and tells you of Jesus' death on your behalf, forgiving you your sin. So if you came to hear anything else than the word of God, repent. Turn from wanting to hear what you want to hear rather than what you need. Turn from wanting to hear anything else than the word of God. Turn away from filling your ears with so many other things, what other people have to say, instead of listening to Jesus. And then turn to hear the word of God. To hear it truly and fully. Listen to the word of God from the mouth of Jesus. It won't always be what you want to hear, and it probably won't give you all the right feelings either. But it will bring you the life and death of Jesus. His perfect life under the law in your place, and his death on that cross for all your sins. So when Jesus speaks, those who listen to him hear the word of God. And by that very hearing, they believe. By that very hearing, you believe. For God's preaching brings you faith. Faith in him that wants more and more of his word. Now it seems that Simon had been listening to Jesus. He wasn't, you know, casting a line off the other side of the boat while Jesus was teaching. No, it seems like he was listening in too. And after Jesus finished teaching, he says to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Now, for the sake of argument, we're going to assume this was the middle of the day. Probably was the middle of the day. And I'm no fisherman, but I've heard that the best time to fish is in the morning or at night when it's cool and calm and the fish are unsuspecting. But Jesus asked Simon to go out into the deep now when the sun's blazing down. And Peter is kind of stunned at this. "Master, we toiled all night. We worked at the best time and we took nothing. And you're asking us to do that now? Come on, Jesus. You're not a fisherman. You're a carpenter. What do you know about fishing? Leave the fishing to the experts." But that's not all that Simon says. Simon also says, "At your word, Jesus, I will let down the nets." Simon has heard the word of God in Jesus' teaching. Simon already knows the power of God's word to do miracles. For just a chapter ago, Simon's mother-in-law was healed when Jesus rebuked the fever that was in Simon's mother-in-law, and then she got up and she was well. So Simon knows the word of God. And here Jesus speaks to test Simon's faith, that faith that he already had in Jesus, to show him what can happen, to show him that his word has power, has life. And when they had let down the nets, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. Although it had been unthinkable, unbelievable that they would catch any fish at this time of the day, here it was, the biggest catch of all, the catch beyond belief. At Jesus' word, fish are caught, and there is an abundance. Jesus, the very one who created these fish, who called them into life at the very beginning, now calls again, and the fish come into the nets in a great number, in an abundance, and they begin to break the nets. This is not an empty fishing trip. This is the big one, the big catch beyond belief. Not even two boats could hold the weight of this miracle. There is abundance from Jesus' word. Though the success of his word might not show itself at first, though it might seem as though we are few in number, Jesus will show us that at the end he has brought many, he has caught many for the kingdom of God. The word of God creates faith in many, and he will bring many to the shores of heaven. All those who trust in him. We look around right now. We see empty pews, and we know part of that is due to the pandemic, but we see empty pews and we wonder, why aren't there more people here to hear the word of God? What's the matter? Yet the matter is not with the word of God. The matter is with us, those who do not want to hear that word. But we will see. We will see the abundance that Jesus has prepared for us, the abundance that he has brought in. We can't see how he's working right now. We can't see how many people are listening or tuning in other ways right now, how God's word is going out into their hearts, into their minds right now. But one day we will see. One day we will see the great number of those whom Jesus has brought to the shores of heaven. If Jesus has the power to do the miracle of calling these fish, if Jesus has the power to the greatest miracle of all, the resurrection, to raise himself from the dead, be raised from the dead, then he certainly has the power with his word to create faith in your hearts and the hearts of many. Though we cannot see it, we know that Jesus will do it. He promises us here. He teaches us here that his word creates an abundance. His miracle-working word creates an abundance. And this miracle happens among us. Every time someone is baptized, that's a miracle. Might not think about it in that way, but it is. God's word spoken over the infant the adult. And there is life. There is the resurrection as the word of God is poured over them. Now you are alive. You have been baptized. You are a resurrected child of God. So Jesus works this miracle of faith among you, in you. You might have come to faith through the waters of baptism as an infant. You might remember the first time you believed. Either way, it was Jesus' word that was working to create faith in your hearts. You heard and you believed. And now Jesus works miracles even today as his word is heard, as his word goes out into your hearts. He creates faith and life in the hearts of sinners and brings them here, brings them to his church, so that you hear again and again, and you are sustained by his miraculous word. You hear the word of God from the mouth of Jesus. Where is Jesus? It's in your pastors. It's in the servants of the church who proclaim the word of God to you. That's where you hear Jesus. That's where you hear the word of God. You hear it again and again, and you rejoice at all these good gifts that God has to give you. Forgiveness, life, and salvation, always in abundance, always more. You hear it, and you believe it, and you have it all. Now Simon sees this miraculous catch, and he falls down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Simon knows that this catch of fish wasn't a fluke, not a lucky break. No, he knows who's responsible for this catch. He knows that Jesus has done this miracle. This was the Jesus whom Simon trusted. Now Simon knew that he was more than a teacher, more than a prophet, though he still is a teacher and he still is a prophet. This Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth, who created all things. And that fact makes Simon quake in fear, makes him fall down in fear. In the presence of Jesus, Simon sees his sin in the midst of the sinless one. Simon sees his sin in contrast with the might of his Maker, with the holiness of his Maker. Simon knows that he is unworthy to even be in the presence of God. And so he falls to Jesus' knees, asking Jesus to have mercy on him by leaving. Are you afraid of your Lord? Do you too know that you are a sinful man, a sinful woman, as we confessed earlier, a poor, miserable sinner? This is the Lord of heaven and earth to whom you come, very God of very God, the one who gave the law and expects perfect obedience. You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And so you too must fall at the feet of Jesus, knowing that your sin separates you from God. Your sin makes it so that the holy God cannot dwell with you. Depart from me, Lord. I'm a sinner. Don't you know that? Don't you see what I've done? How can you love me? How can you remain with me, a poor, miserable sinner? Yet Jesus will not leave Simon, and he will not leave you either. For Jesus came to this earth to be with sinners, to die for sinners. He who knew no sin became sin for you. He took all your sin to the cross, and he died for that sin. It was consumed in the holy wrath of God. Now your sin is no more. And when we look at the cross, we can see a picture both of the depths of our sin and the depths to which God went for your salvation. Here we see the spiritual and physical agony that Jesus suffered because of your sin. But we also see that your sin is gone, taken away by Jesus, died for by Jesus. Your sin is gone, and you no longer have to answer for it from you. But his victory and his death, that's your salvation, your hope, and your life. And all this lies behind the word of Jesus: do not be afraid. For Simon, that started his calling as a disciple and an apostle. For you today, Jesus comes and speaks the word of God to you and says, Do not be afraid. For Jesus sends you his servants to catch you, to bring you into his kingdom. He says, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid. Jesus says, this is my body. This is my blood given for you, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Do not be afraid. You're forgiven. You're covered with my blood. All your sins are taken away. Do not be afraid. Whatever sin that holds you back, makes you think you don't deserve to be in the presence of Jesus, think again. Whatever makes you afraid from coming to hear the full word from Jesus, do not be afraid. For Jesus has taken away your sins, all your sins, in his bloody death on the cross. He has taken away your fear by rising from the dead. You have nothing to fear. You are tied with Jesus in his death, in his resurrection, and you have life. Life eternal. Do not be afraid of this, Jesus. He is the one who has life to give to you. He is the one who has brought you in with his powerful word, and he is the one who will keep you in the true faith to the last day. So, when the noise strikes, when there's so many words swirling around your heads, so much to hear, when the media wants to make you afraid of something more, come and listen to Jesus and learn from him. Do not be afraid. Listen to Jesus, this word of God in the flesh, and hear that your sins are forgiven, that in him you have life forevermore, that you have nothing to fear. Listen to Jesus and hear how he loves, how he cares for you in this life, and in the life to come. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for the offertory.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, who drives away our fears and gives us forgiveness, life, and salvation. Normally, we would do pass the attendance pads at this time. We took care of the attendance registration when we came into God's house. Also, we're not passing the collection plates at this point. There's a box when you came in. If you didn't see that, you can hit that on the way out. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of Jesus and the forgiveness that he and only he can bring would be your peace, your joy, and your comfort today and always. We continue now with the prayers of the church. Please stand as you're able. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we give thanks for Micah and Jenna Hesterman, who were joined together in holy matrimony yesterday here at our altar. We pray for Good Shepherd member Joyce Thompson, who was briefly hospitalized this week and is now home. We also pray for Vern Jansky, the husband of Good Shepherd member Adrian, preparing for surgery this week. Let us pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty and eternal God, worthy to be held in reverence by all people everywhere, we give you humble and sincere thanks for the innumerable blessings you have bestowed on us without any merit or worthiness on our part. We praise you especially for preserving for us your saving word and the holy sacraments. Grant and preserve to your holy church throughout the world purity of doctrine, and provide faithful pastors to preach your word with power. We ask your blessings upon all seminarians, all vicars who are finishing up their task, and those who are beginning their task. And we ask for a special measure of your blessing upon former vicar Albert Bader, as he is ordained as pastor, St. John Lutheran Church, Ogallala, later today. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, in mercy bring to repentance the enemies of your church and grant them amendment of life. Protect and defend your church in all tribulation and danger, and sustain with your spirit our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who experience persecution. Strengthen us and all fellow Christians to set our hope fully on the grace revealed in Christ, and help us to fight the good fight of faith so that in the end we may receive the salvation of our souls. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, bestow your grace on all the nations of the earth. Bless especially our country, its inhabitants, and all who are in authority. Let your glory dwell in our land, that mercy and truth, righteousness and peace may abound in all places. Bless all who serve in armed forces, that they may serve with integrity and honor. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate Lord, graciously defend us from all calamity by fire and water, from war and pestilence, from scarcity and famine, and from every other evil. Drive this pandemic from us and restore into our hearts and minds peace, peace that swallows up all our fear. Protect and prosper all who labor in their rightful callings, and let all useful arts flourish among us. Be the God and Father of the lonely and the forsaken, the helper of the sick and needy, the comforter of the distressed and those who sorrow. Look with mercy especially upon those who have requested our prayers. Joyce, Ron, Janet, Dick, Barb, Sarah, LaVon, Vern, Luke, Robert, Andy, Julie, Daryl, and all those that we remember in our hearts. That they may ever cling to Jesus as their sure and certain hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant your Holy Spirit to those who come to the Lord's table this day, that they may receive the very body and blood of Jesus in sincere repentance and firm faith, and to their abundant blessing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father, as we are strangers and pilgrims on earth, help us by true faith and a godly life to prepare for the world to come, doing the work you have given us to do while it is day, before the night comes when no one can work. And when our last hour comes, support us by your power and receive us into your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue now with the service of the sacrament. page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so
to do. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God, Savior, heaven and earth full of thy glory, Hosanna.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in true faith, life everlasting.
The very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. We stand.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you.
And with us here.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn, 924. Lord, dismiss us with your blessing. 924. Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. Just a couple of announcements before we dismiss. If you didn't get the Good Shepherd news and notes when you came in, I encourage you to pick up the paper on the way out. All the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. And as summer comes to an end, as we pray the pandemic comes to an end, we have more and more activities that are gearing up here at Good Shepherd. Next Sunday, we will resume adult Bible study. That'll be in the fellowship hall. We've got the tables set up. They're all spaced out. If you'd like to take a look at how we are planning on doing that family style, please do so as you leave today. And we pray that God will bless us as we resume our Sunday morning corporate Bible study. The topic will be Lutheran worship, the divine service. We handed those out right before the pandemic hit, so some of you may have those. There's two big stacks on the table out there. If you'd like to take a Bible study sheet, we'll be following that. And we just ask you to put your name on it, bring it back and forth each week. And that way we won't have any of those kind of worries or concerns either. Since we haven't been having our corporate Bible study, our Sunday morning mission opportunity, where we have different options and different places that we support, has been a little bit different and a little bit lacking, quite frankly. Last month, we had our special focus on Lutherans in Africa, and I encourage you to keep that organization in your prayers. This month, the month of July, our special focus is the Haiti Lutheran Mission Society USA. So on the table there, you'll see a couple of pictures that I brought back from my last trip to Haiti, some newsletters, offering envelopes, everything that you need to help encourage, educate you with regard to the Lutheran Church in Haiti. Last Sunday, I read a portion of a letter from one of the pastors in Haiti who said people are dying on a regular basis in Haiti, but it's not from the coronavirus, it's from starvation. And so, as you can imagine, where people are getting more and more focused on self, the opportunity to reach out in love and care and compassion to those who are less fortunate than us, even in places like Haiti, has gotten less and less. And so please keep the people in Haiti in your prayers and consider a more tangible way to support as well. Again, if you didn't hear the opening announcement, Isaiah just finished his first year at the Fort Wayne Seminary, did a great job, Isaiah, and we pray God's blessings on you and your upcoming wedding in a couple of weeks. God's blessings. Pray especially for the pastor who's preaching that day. You never know what he might say. We will dismiss from the back row to the front, and I would encourage from the back to the front, that's all I'm telling you. The rest is up to you. From the back to the front, and rather than a large gathering in the narthex, weather's nice, you can go outside and visit and greet one another in Christ as well. Pastor, anything else? Vicar? Gramercy. The things are starting to open up just a little bit at some of our local nursing homes. Gramercy, what time, Vicar? 2:30 at Gramercy, if you'd like to join. Is it inside or outside?
I am outside, they are inside, so we shall see.
Okay, all right. Well, you're not ubiquitous, so we'll see how that goes, too. Look that up. All right, have a great day and week in the peace of Jesus. Amen.